quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. It's time to do Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and I'm excited to be here back in the studio after literally months. It's also a special show today. But first things first, let's do the rundown. CJSF broadcasts on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. And today's show is being produced on these lands. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers, and we thank them for their stewardship. CJSF streams online at cjsf.ca. Find us on the internet. Check us out on our newest Instagram page, CJSF Music. Again, my name is Leslie. Happy Year of the Dragon. Happy Lunar New Year. I am so excited. It is the third day, so it's technically, you know, it's in the moon calendar, I guess. It's January 1st. And in typically Tuesday's fashion, we're doing our annual Lunar New Year's show today. I'm Chinese, so we call it also Spring Festival, and I'm going to be using those terms interchangeably throughout this hour. On the show today, we have got horoscopes, as we usually do, for the folks born in the year of the dragon. And of course, gotta always look out for my people, the rat people, my fellow rodent people. Got horoscopes coming up later on this hour. We've got a little bit of, I would like to call it, Lunar New Year Spring Festival / dragon music. You'll see. You'll understand soon. But even more exciting, I've got a special interview for you this hour. I got to sit down with this person to talk all about his experiences celebrating Spring Festival during his childhood in Guangzhou, the south of China, to when he emigrated to Canada in the 1990s, to now. He's one of the OGs, I suppose you could say. He has known me for basically my entire life. And in some ways, he is at once my mortal enemy and also a person who has given a lot to me. It's my father. And that's going to be an exciting little listening experience for you. It was sure fun for me to make it. Let's do some music right now. You know, we always got to do a little bit of that, like, very classical, really old Lunar New Year's music from China. Stuff that's from, like, the 20s or the 30s. This track coming up really popped at me with its title. It's by Yao Li, and it's called Chun Feng Wen Shang Wo De Lian. And you can say, essentially, that translates to Kisses of the Spring Wind. But if you want to make it even more poetic and even a little bit more accurate, you know, you don't want to just get that general idea. The song is called The Spring Wind Kisses My Cheek by Yao Li. Enjoy. Such wonderful music, such beautiful lyrics. If you understand Mandarin, you might have caught some of what Yao Li was singing here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. She sings, "The spring wind kisses my cheek and tells me it is yet another year. Another year has come." As it is Spring Festival, the celebration commonly known as Lunar New Year here in the West and in generally in many of the communities that celebrate the Lunar New Year. My name is Leslie. I'm about to share with you something quite exciting. This is an interview. I'm making a face. It's not much of an interview. It is more of a allowing my father to talk about stuff session. You know, this one's for the ethnic girlies out there. You know what I'm talking about with your dads. But I talked to him a little bit about his experiences celebrating Spring Festival or Lunar New Year. And he speaks Cantonese primarily. So I had to translate what he was saying in this interview. You're going to hear me essentially kind of talk to myself. That's what it's gonna sound like, but in reality, I am translating things that my dad is telling me. This was super super exciting, and to share a little bit about how I went about translating this discussion, I tried to capture a little bit of what I know of his personality and how he was feeling at the time. He seemed quite nervous and a little bit stiff. He's usually pretty not that way, but he seemed quite nervous, tried to capture that in a little bit of the tone as well, tried to capture most of the general idea of what he was saying, as he and I share the same tendency to repeat words in a single statement far too many times. So here we go. This is my interview with my father about his experiences celebrating Lunar New Year. Enjoy. Okay, so today I wanted to ask you about your experiences celebrating Lunar New Year, because I mean, I've only spent them in Canada. The only exception was in 2015 when we all celebrated in Guangzhou. But even then, that was 2015, right? So can you tell me about your New Year celebrations growing up? Like, what did your family do? What did you eat? And also, please tell us what era you grew up in and where you grew up. I grew up in mainland China. I spent my childhood and young adult years in mainland China from the 1950s to the 1990s. When we were young, we always looked forward to the new year because we received new clothes as gifts, we ate good food, we received lycee red pockets for pocket change, and friends and family community frequently visited each other. The energy around Spring Festival was really good. When we were young, we loved it. During this time, beginning around the last week before New Year, we'd fry up some sweet fritters and dough chips. A lot of the times, families would come together, sometimes with neighbors, to make the sweet fritters and dough chips. We didn't make complicated things like sesame dumplings that often. It was mostly the easy stuff and things like prawn chips. We'd prepare these deep fried snacks to eat during the festival. And once the third to last day of the year comes around, on the 28th day of the last month of the lunar calendar, we'd start cleaning the home, sweep the kitchen, wash clothes. On New Year's Eve, we ate the big family reunion meal. Chicken, fish, pork. Back then, we didn't get to eat a lot of meat all the time, so we were super happy when New Year rolled around. I lived in Guangzhou, the south of China. Traditionally, in Guangzhou, folks would go to the Spring Festival Flower Market to prepare for festivities. The market would take place on the 3 days leading up to New Year's. It was really bustling during the evenings after everyone finished work and school and finished eating dinner. Everyone came to buy flowers to decorate their homes and get into the spirit of the holiday. It was happy times. Everyone loved celebrating the Spring Festival. Can you tell me more about the flower market?
我哋所講嘅花街咧，就係咧喺一啲城市嘅
Well, a few streets in each neighborhood in the city would be blocked off to set up stalls, like bamboo stalls. And flower farmers would sell mandarins, flowers, peach blossoms, all types of native plants to the south would be sold. Some stalls sold artisanal goods, balloons, some snacks, and that's the recipe for a lively market. The markets would stay open really late. On the 28th and 29th, they'd be open until midnight. New Year's Eve markets would be open until 2 a.m. on New Year's Day. At midnight on New Year's Day, we'd light up firecrackers, which was so exciting. Back then, no one lit fireworks, let alone the city. So we'd do it ourselves with the firecrackers, and all you'd hear throughout the city were the sounds of them going off left and right. Bang, boom, bang, boom. It was really, really fun. What types of flowers did the farmers sell? Do we see these types of flowers being sold here?
The flowers are
Well, they'd sell seasonal ones, right? Maldan peonies, Chinese peonies, peach blossoms, kumquats, calamansi, chrysanthemums, all kinds, tulips, and such. Basically anything that grew in the south, farmers would sell. How many days did people usually get off of work to celebrate the spring festival? The government would issue 3 days for vacation, New Year's Day, the second, and the third. Were statutory holidays. If New Year's Day fell on the weekend, workers would get that day back. So sometimes it would feel like they have 4 or 5 days off. Some businesses, especially if they're big companies, may issue a few more days off for workers. Back when we were living in Guangzhou, we would follow the tradition that said work begins officially after the seventh day. So that was the day that we'd actually start working again. Even if we had to go back to work on the fifth, there would still be that festive air among co-workers. So we'd just share stories, snacks, and after the seventh day, we'd go back to work as normal. Because after the seventh day, it would have felt like, okay, New Year's celebrations are wrapping up, they're over. Time to get to work.
Do you know why we eat so many fried foods during the New Year?
I mean, I was just wondering because today I brought the New Year snacks back to the office for my coworkers, right? And then I had realized, like, oh my god, they're all fried. I don't know if people would be okay with that. So do you know? And if you don't, that's okay. We can just skip this.
我講得唔全面嘅，因為呢啲各族嘅習俗，嗰時人哋話開一開個人。
I'm not too sure because each community has their own customs. I heard it's because heating up oil welcomes good luck, so families that had some means could heat up oil with the hopes that it would cleanse away negative energy, and the new year could bring good fortune. So you've got a wok bubbling away with hot oil. You're going to fry something up. Plus, fried foods last longer.
So during your childhood, during Spring Festival, your friends and family would come together to celebrate it, right?
Right.
Everyone would return home from wherever they were for a family reunion. It'd be a harmonious time. Families would catch up, share stories and jokes, and they'd cook together for the big New Year's Eve meal. We usually made our own family reunion meals back then. There weren't a lot of folks going to restaurants. It was a time for togetherness, you know? Sipping tea, snacking, smoking. Because the whole family would be at dinner, there'd be a lot of dishes, drinking, and we would all be very happy. Spring Festival was the one time of year when everyone was together, and the food tasted the best. So in the 1990s, you immigrate to Canada. What was your experience celebrating Spring Festival like in Canada, especially during then, particularly when you were in like your newcomer era?
Oh, 後來我們90年代我們移民來了
Right, so we came to Canada in the 90s, and honestly, celebrating traditional holidays is pretty boring here. There was no time to celebrate. We were all working. Maybe the most festive thing you could do would be to buy barbecue, like roasted pork, barbecue pork, chicken, roasted duck. Then maybe you would also cook red braised pork at home or pig trotter pho choi stew, you know, dishes that welcome good luck. Maybe you'd cook a whole fish and you'd purposely leave some of that fish for leftovers for the coming days. They say that on New Year's Eve, you'd have to leave some of the fish for leftovers to eat the rest during the days following the New Year so that you can be blessed with abundance, because the Chinese word for fish is a homophone for abundance.
Most of the dishes eaten during that meal are those that welcome good energy. Back in the 90s, the Chinese community in Canada wasn't that big, and everyone was struggling to make a living. So you wouldn't see a lot of big celebrations. It's nothing compared to what you would see in Hong Kong or in mainland. So, have you noticed changes in celebrations in Vancouver since like the
1990s?
I guess the main difference is that there are a lot more areas that celebrate Spring Festival now that the Chinese community has grown in size in Canada. Compared to back then, I suppose it's a bit more lively. Maybe in BC it feels livelier because BC has that new stat holiday what was it called? Family Day? Yeah, Family Day. So there's that stat in February. And taking breaks is always welcome, no matter when New Year falls. Working folks can take a bit of a break from working during that time of year. That's good. Okay. Cool. All right. Thanks for chatting with me for my show. Okay, right. So, yeah. Even now, here, Chinese folks still follow customs to celebrate the New Year. For example, we all gather for the family reunion meal during New Year's Eve. We follow the custom that says that we shouldn't sleep in on Lunar New Year's Day. You have to wake up early to make your New Year's greetings, and you always do that first thing for your elders in the morning. You can't sweep up the floors on New Year's Day either. They have rules about this. You can't sweep outwards towards the door. Only from the door inwards into the house. There are a lot of customs, but I mean, we don't always follow them to a T. We can't sweep the house because we're afraid we'll accidentally remove the good energy, right?
Oh.
That's right. And removing your prosperity. So even if you swept, you could only sweep inwards towards the house. Like, for example, the